Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, with me once again is Max Graner. Max, you are an artist, not a preacher. Is that correct?
That's correct, Roy.
And tell us a little bit about that. Why we are all called to witness, and how did it all happen for you to be called to do what you do?
Well, you know, God made me an artist. That's what he put in my DNA, painter, sculptor, jeweler, got a degree in architecture. He put that in me, and that's what I love to do, but I did find Jesus, or he found me at age 7 at a Baptist church, and so I trusted and loved Jesus from that age on. But as I got older, we prayed for this empowerment of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and suddenly I had an urge to tell people how great Jesus was.
And this is something that come from inside out with you. It's not something that you heard. It's just all of a sudden started inside you, and just you had to let it out.
That's right. And so there was God started giving us miraculous testimonies, and he gave us the desire to share them. And so wherever we'd go, most of them started off with bow hunting stories, because that's what I was doing at the time, doing archery. And but we start sharing these stories. And anyways, God calls all of us to be witnesses, Roy. And the testimony that he gives us, we're supposed to share with others. Jesus is not a secret. He wants us to, each one of us, to share.
Which is why we have this radio show.
Which is why we have this radio show. Yes,
right.
Sir.
Every week we have a miracle of the week, and I always look forward to that. Max, why don't you share our miracle of the week?
Okay. Well, on April 22nd, 2016, I was out at the garden. I'm not there all the time. I'm there to go do architectural things usually and other things, and we have tour guide chaplains that are out there to do a lot of the ministry at times. But I was up there doing some architecture things and was kind of hiding out trying to get the work done, and somebody waved me over, and they wanted me to meet four ladies from San Antonio, the Perez family, the mother, the grandmother, and two teenage daughters, and so I because I was trying to get work done, I tried to ask the Holy Spirit, let's get cut to the chase. What can I do for these ladies that'll really help them? Because I didn't have time to visit. And so God quickly revealed that they needed the power of the Holy Spirit. They were all born again. They all loved Jesus, but they never received this empowerment that the Apostle Paul talks about and Jesus talks about, being filled with the Holy Spirit and empowered with the gifts come out. So I prayed for this family, the Perez family, and all of them got empowered, baptized with the Holy Spirit, and they all got sprinkled with the glory dust all over their hands and their faces and their clothes. And then the mother said, well, this is includes speaking in tongues, doesn't it? And I said, well, yeah, it can. And I said, she said, well, I'd like that right now to manifest. And I said, well, all right. And I just touched her forehead with my finger. And I said, Lord, give her a prayer language. And she started speaking in her own prayer language right there to the amazement of her mother and her two daughters. And, I mean, they got on fire for the Lord, and they left. And then on May the 8th of 2016, that family shows up, and they brought all the rest of their family from San Antonio, and they found out which church we went to, and so they met us after church, and they wanted us to pray for the whole family. And so they were so excited, and God had changed their lives so much at the cross in Kerrville. They brought their family back, the rest of their family,
to get
send some of the same thing. So we prayed for the whole bunch of them, and there was forgiveness.
That's a miracle.
There was healing, and it was just really special. So that's what happens when people come in and come to the cross. God's up there.
Well, Max, we have Ryan Huff back again this week. If you don't mind, introduce him again.
Yeah, he's an incredible young man. He's the manager of our art business, Max Griner Art, or Max Griner Designs, and he does a terrific job. He's been working for us for over 7 years. Multi-talented young man. He's also sold out for the Lord. He's got a call in his life to preach, and he was ideal for our business because God already has my business, and he can do anything he wants. And so Ryan being in the catbird seat is the right kind of guy because he can not only help explain my Christian artwork and even sell it if somebody wants to buy some, but he can pray for people, and he does that frequently. And so Ryan is also a father, a great husband, got great family, beautiful wife, beautiful kids, and he's also been on the board of trustees of the Coming King Foundation. But the reason that we got Ryan here is because he really has a unique perspective from the inside that very few people have, probably other than Sherry, is Ryan.
Well, Ryan, what do you do for the Griners, and what do you do for God?
Well, thank you, Roy, first of all, for having me on the show again this week. I do have the honor and privilege of working for Max and Sherry Griner in their art business, and I do a lot of different things. As Max has said before, I wear a lot of different hats. Everything from marketing to clientele relationships to managing the vendors and also just the product coming in and out of the business. But then, you know, from the spiritual side of things, you know, really just constantly, you know, I'm located out at Max's ranch and surrounded by the scenery, but it really gives me opportunity to reflect and really pray throughout my workday. And there's been a number of times, both people calling in, but then just moments and times when prompted by the Holy Spirit just to pray for either Max or Sherry or folks out at the garden and what God's doing out there, and just stepping out in obedience and totally believe in the power of prayer. And I can attest to the fact that, you know, 99% of the time we always start our morning out with prayer. And I know there's not a lot of businesses out there that can really say that. So, you know, we start out every morning with about 15, 20 minutes worth of just talking through the business matters. But then we always have a time of prayer and praying for the business, but especially praying for the garden and the folks that are going to be coming out there. And I can attest that Max is a man of prayer. I've rarely known an occasion that Max has not stopped to ask the Lord for direction or his guidance and to pray for people. And that is just such an awesome, awesome testimony to who he is and to where his heart is. And so I'm very thankful for that. So I guess you could say I do business, but I also do a lot of praying for the business and for the garden.
Well, Ryan, tell us a little bit about what you think of the sculptured prayer garden.
Well, you know, it is definitely something that's outside of the box. You know, I grew up in church, very thankful for my background, my heritage. I grew up in the church, have Bible-believing parents, Christ-centered, and had a calling on my life from a very early age. And I had my impressions and conditioning of what church, you know, looked like. And all of that is wonderful and has its proper place. But working for Max has really opened up my eyes to this unique opportunity for people to come to a prayer garden and have the Word of God presented to them on these tiles, and really giving the Lord and the Holy Spirit full reign to direct their experience out there at the garden. You know, there's not a set way to do it. You know, they're not stepping into a service as such, you know, within the four walls of a church, which that all has its place and it's wonderful. But out at the garden, it really gives people an opportunity just to have their solitude and their time with the Lord, and just allow Him to speak to their hearts in a personal way that many times they come away with, you know, great testimonies of miracles and things that they've experienced that otherwise they wouldn't have. And so that's why it's catching fire. That's why things are going on up at the garden the way that they are. People are coming with expectation. People are coming with questions. It's really a unique experience, and lives are being transformed. It's just really an honor to be a part of it.
And how has this garden affected you personally and your family?
Well, I can say one of the reasons, too, why my wife and I moved down to the Kerrville area is we have my folks that are in the area. And when we had a little one, we thought, you know what, it's going to be good to be closer to some family. And so we moved down here, and my dad and myself and even now my son, and I actually have three kiddos, but my oldest son, Joel, there's been a number of different projects throughout the duration of the time of the garden, from picking up rocks to going and putting in the prayer path, that we've been able to go as three generations with my dad, myself, and my son, and participate in something that's going to be life-changing and going to be there for a long, long time until the Lord returns. And just to be able to have that as a memory and something etched in my heart and etched in my son's heart of something that he got to do with his dad and his grandpa just means the world to me. So, you know, it's affected our family in a very positive way. You know, we come from out of town sometimes when we're traveling, and almost every time our kids, they know we're in Kerrville when they look up and they see the cross. You know, they see that cross, and they say, oh, we're in Kerrville, you know. So it's just really become a neat symbol and really meaningful. I mean, I took one time, I was out there with my kids, and I put my youngest son, Ethan, up on my shoulders and just had him face-to-face with Jesus standing there, the Fisher of Men sculpture, and just for him to look face-to-face with Jesus, the Lord. You know, of course it's a sculpture, but symbolically speaking, you know, the introduction there and what that looks like, and to be able to share that with him as he gets older, it's just going to be really a treasure that I'll forever have in my heart.
Ryan, you're a pastor. Is the garden competition for churches?
You know, from one perspective, somebody might assume that, but the reality is the garden's not in competition with churches. We're really there as a resource and an opportunity to the community for churches to even come and utilize, and for meeting places. And really, there's a lot of lost people that are coming to the garden that wouldn't come to other churches, and it's really an opportunity if pastors could get on board to even come to the garden and find opportunity to pray for folks that otherwise, you know, might not come to church. And so, and really start the transformation, and then the follow-up there, it's a prime opportunity for people to connect. And there's going to be lots of additional things that are going to continue to take place that are going to be beneficial to the community, with walking trails and the amphitheater opportunity for music and worship. And it can really be a resource if pastors and churches embrace it as such.
Ryan, what are some of the things that you'd like our listeners to know about the cross?
Well, if you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, by all means, you don't have to come to the cross to acquire that or to have that opportunity. But we definitely encourage you, if you're in the area, come to the garden, check it out, and just allow the Lord to speak to your heart. You know, we've had testimony of people that were right on the verge of even possibly committing suicide. Now, I don't know if there's anybody listening right now that's contemplating that, but if you are, I just speak right now, the Lord would touch your heart and recognize that He cares about you, He loves you, and he wants you to know that he is real. There are things in this life that aren't worth dying for, but he died for you. And so I want to encourage you, if you get an opportunity to go to the garden, go to the cross, check it out, get ministered to. We have tour guide chaplains out there. We have tours that you can set up. If you have a group of people that want to come out there, they would love to minister to you and your group. And Jesus is the reason. You know, we talk about it at Christmas time, but it's year-round at the garden.
Ryan Huff, thank you so much for sharing today. We appreciate you, and thanks for all the things you do to help Max and Cherry out and what you've meant to the Cross organization over the years. Thank you.
Thank you.
Max, any closing words?
Just thanks to people like Ryan and Nicole, who also, his wife, beautiful wife, that's done the worship out there for us a number of times. Thanks to these people, we've created a place where the Holy Spirit comes, and you can actually find God without going through a bunch of religion. And a lot of people have been hurt by religion and hurt by churches and hurt by people that supposedly say they're Christians. And this is a place where you can encounter God and his presence and his scripture and his words. And those prayers are right there where you can say it. And you can have a life-changing experience on the mountain.
People are listening right now, and they want to find out more information about the Cross in Kerrville. How do they do that,
Just
Max?
Go to the website. It's the easiest way, thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or thecrossatkerrville.org, thecrossatkerrville.org.
On behalf of Max and Sherry, Ryan Huff, I'm Roy Holly. Have a good week. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Max and all, I have never experienced a more beautiful afternoon on the mountain. I couldn't keep up with our guests. Those of you who have not made a recent trip to the garden are missing the magic that volunteer gardener Kathy Lyles and her crew have performed. The garden is a magnificent combination of Max's imagination and Kathy's creativity. It gets more beautiful every day. There was so much going on when I arrived. The lot was full of vehicles and the grounds had people going in every direction. Randy greeted me, followed by Jeff, Barbara, and Johnny. They were soon on the scene, and Kathy and her crew never slowed down. I was so busy with trying to take care of the mob scene, I visited with 15 guest groups, over 40 individuals, and that does not include the Coming King gang. Neither does it count the many more people I did not have time to visit. There had to be close to 100 roaming around the garden and the meditation paths during my 2 hours on the mountain. I had visitors from Maine, California, Oregon, Iowa, the Valley, Houston, New York, Odessa, and many from San Antonio and the immediate area, Austin, and the Dallas Metroplex. It was certainly a tourist day, but a lot of people needed prayer. Four young ladies from Shriner College came up and asked for prayer. This comment was sent in by Colonel Bill Lewis, who's 92 years old and is faithfully there every week, and he is a tour guide chaplain for us. He's from Kerrville. From Evelyn W. in Fredericksburg, Texas, she says, "A moving adventure. The prayer garden is a wonderful place to visit. It gives you a visit through the Bible to help you know more about Jesus. You will feel his strength and his love while you are standing under the cross. This is one place you must visit, you must do, and you will leave feeling closer to God." The next one is, "I'm so blessed to be able to see the cross daily from my office," which is the Y.O. Ranch Hotel window, "and know that you are doing as you said you would do. This is awesome, as is our God. Faith Fair, Y.O. Ranch Hotel, Kerrville, Texas." "It really means a lot to Terry and me to be able to help out with some of the smaller projects to further the Coming King Prayer Garden. Keep listening. Keep obeying as the Holy Spirit continues to direct you with more great ideas for his garden. You and Sherry are at the top of our prayer list every day. Linda and Terry Force, tour guide chaplains." They're the ones with the picnic table. let's see. And my last one is from KD from Montgomery, Texas. Kay says, "A place of comfort. It's in a beautiful setting with lovely views. but moreover, the peace and tranquility there provide a spiritual experience. And we invite you to come also and leave your comments. And I'll see you next week. Bye.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts.